Temporary shelter beds and permanent housing for the homeless and near homeless top the list of the governor's supplemental budget request, a total of $140 million. But Senate Ways and Means Committee Chair Jill Tokuda asked the governor's homelessness coordinator, Scott Morishige, last month how current programs are being managed.
This is not just about more money. It's about managing the millions of dollars of contracts that sit right now. You have 150 shelter beds that are vacant. How many does the state pay for?
About 1,700.
1,700 shelter beds. But do we know for sure that we fill them with some fidelity?
Tokuda says the legislature funded for two full-time positions last session to help manage contracts, and the positions have yet to be filled. Another legislative proposal was to build a 1,500-bed transitional housing center at Sand Island. The Departments of Human Services and Land and Natural Resources opposed the measure, as did the Sand Island Business Association. Rodney Kim is executive director.
Our industrial park is on the Malka side of the park, and over the years we've had our share of problems with the criminal element as well as the homeless, and this has impacted us quite a bit as far as security. We have now spending well over $100,000 a year just for security, and we still have a problem.
The House deferred and sidelined the measure, but the Senate's version has yet to be scheduled for committee hearings. The House passed a measure out of committee requiring the Departments of Transportation and Land and Natural Resources to be included as members of the Interagency Council on Homelessness. Representative Joe Jordan, vice chair of the Housing Committee, says both departments should have a seat at the table.
I do see where Department of Transportation is asking for funding for homeless issues, as well as additional sheriff staffing to help with health and safety issues on highways and byways. You know, we want as many minds at the table, even though it's a representative.
The governor's $140 million supplemental budget request for homelessness will be spent on outreach, Housing First, rapid rehousing, and the Kaka'ako Family Assessment Center. Also included are housing finance and development increases and public housing construction upgrades. Coordinator Morishige says there's a plan.
The administration is focused on a housing plan that hopes to get 10,000 new units online by 2020 at all levels of affordability. So we're working really closely with all of our different state housing agencies, Hawaii Public Housing Authority, HHFDC, HCDA, and others. At the end of the day, we're not going to be able to address the issue of homelessness unless we focus on putting people into permanent homes.
Meanwhile, two measures, one in the House and another in the Senate, establishes a state lottery commission that could provide funding to address homelessness. The bills have not been scheduled for committee hearings. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.